Awakened.
Conscious Conversations Podcast to help you grow and discover who you are, to develop a deeper, more complete side of yourself via conscious talks, self-love, meditation, and by interviewing some of the most inspiring guests on the planet.
shamanichealings.earth for more information.
I've always been the person that's read between the lines from childhood. I just remember just seeing the world very differently from other people and kind of not just taking things at face value or noticing stuff that other people didn't necessarily notice. I was deeply inspired by this quote from The Matrix. If you haven't seen it, and you've got some, you're stuck for things to do, and I suggest watching The Matrix. It's from the 90s. Brilliant, brilliant piece of writing by these two sisters who have written some many, many great films. So one of the quotes is, there's a difference between knowing the path and walking the path. Having studied spiritual life coaching, energy healing, and several forms of yoga, I really feel that quite often people can have opinions but not actually really walk the path. Because in many ways it's easy to stay in the safety of believing a certain thing. And this is not to take away anything from anyone who's a critic. It's anyone who's a critic of any kind, like food, theatre, writing, whatever it may be, it is an amazing skill set. But what I'm talking about is the difference between just being someone who sits there and criticises or actually walks their authentic path. And to walk one's path isn't easy. It's not. It's in many ways, it's easier not to be authentic and not to walk your path and just to follow the herd and to not question anything. To me, that concept, though, is absolutely terrifying. And looking back, would I rather have it easy or would I rather feel uncomfortable at times but still be walking my path? And I think it's important to realize that the only thing you can do that is authentic is to walk your authentic path in life. If you don't, then something's gone astray. You've gone astray. You have lost the sovereignty of your soul by, with your eagerness, just to fit in and be like everyone else. When your heart, which you may access from moments of stillness, is telling you something else, something completely and utterly different. Knowing your path and walking your path can be two very distant islands if you stay away from your truth because you think it's easier. So it's very, very easy to run away from yourself with the greatest compassion and love. I've been studying yoga for many, many years and I've only just scratched the surface. But I see so often, and this is sent with great love and compassion, that there's great asana teachers in the West that can put their body into shapes that the rest of us would have difficulty getting into. They have a great technical knowledge of the asana aspect of yoga. Yet all the other limbs of yoga, the other seven limbs of yoga, maybe they might dabble a little bit into the pranayama and meditation, but all the other limbs can quite often be forgotten. And yet, these wonderful teachers know about them, but they don't apply them because they don't want it to sound too spiritual. They don't, maybe, I don't know, a million different reasons. And it's like wanting to only buy organic stuff, wanting to buy only healthy stuff, and then putting loads of poison in your body in different ways. In our household, and I'm not saying anyone else needs to do this, but in our household, we don't even have aspirin in our cupboards. Obviously, we must be very lucky because we're quite a healthy family. Not just good luck, but also the fact that we do walk our walk as much as we can. Don't get me wrong, we do stumble off the path sometimes. We can sometimes can have a little bit of a treat of some dark chocolate or something like that. But generally, we stay on our authentic path. As one of the points of yoga is non-violence and non-violence towards oneself. So if I personally get ill, I speak to my naturopath or my homeopathic doctor. That is my choice because I am a person that is pro-immunity, so, and also the whole thing. So if I get hay fever, I speak to my homeopathic doctor. I don't attempt fate here, but touch wood. I seldom get ill. I avoid as much as possible putting too many chemicals in my body. I have faith in my body and my body's immunity as it was a great gift. I completely acknowledge that breathing correctly is very important because if we don't breathe properly, we increase the cortisol levels in our body, which stress hormones, which then makes us more stressed and is more likely to make us sick. If I do feel like I've strayed from my path, if I do realize that, I don't know, maybe around Christmas time I've been eating too much food, my body is so, I'm so in touch with my body these days that I can actually feel if I'm not doing something right, and I will listen to my body. And in the Ayurvedic world, which is the sister science to yoga, we believe in treating the whole of the body as a whole. And in the West, we're so, I don't know, brainwashed for these quick fix solutions. And there's a lot of good in Western medicine, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of good, but there's also a lot of bad, in my opinion. And for me to not acknowledge that is for me to not walk my authentic path. I do not want to put chemicals into my body. I do not want to put stuff into my body that is not in line with who I am. I have been doing this path since 21 years of my life. I have spent trying to reduce stuff that's bad for me. I've strayed off the path a few times in the past, don't get me wrong, but whenever I have, I've been so in touch with my body that I know when things haven't been right, and I've listened to that. And what really worries me the most about life at the moment is that for some reason, we're not allowed to discuss, have different opinions, or stay true to our own path because big media has a narrative. And if anyone has an opinion, which is an informed choice, that is different in any way on a vast amount of different subjects that are in the media at the moment, then they seem to be either cancelled, blocked, have their accounts taken down. This was the Middle Ages, and I can understand that. But this is supposed to be the 2020s, where I thought our ancestors fought for freedom of speech, freedom as human beings, all this kind of stuff. And yet we seem to be regressing into a kind of like media prison and society prison where you're held to ransom for being healthy, in my opinion. And again, these are my opinions. You may disagree with me, and that's healthy. You may agree with me, and that's healthy too. You may agree with some things and some things you don't agree with. That's healthy too. You need to walk your path. My request for everyone in general is make sure the path you are walking is completely and utterly authentic, and that you have done research and you have felt into what feels right for you, and that you're not just a vacuous being that just relies on information from controlled resources. If not, then is that your path, or is that a path that is being dictated to you? And if so, why is this particular path being shown in a certain way? And it really doesn't have to be as hard as what we all think it is. Just step outside the mainstream just for a moment. Feel into what is your authentic path. Perhaps you are in a job that feels like it squashes you. It feels like it takes the very essence of your soul, and yet you continue to do it for a number of reasons. Finances, scared that there won't be the opportunities out there right now with the way the world is. And these are very real in many ways, these apprehensions, but they are apprehensions. And I'm a great believer that with faith, some hard work, but also balanced with relaxation and great moments of stillness every day. Each and every one of us should be sitting down for at least 10 minutes a day, every single day, and either meditating, observing one's breathing, doing something away from TV, screen time, all that stuff. So if you were to ask me, what is it to walk and embrace one's path? And that would be to 100% get to know yourself outside what media, society, or anyone else thinks you should be. You may be into politics and follow a political party. And that's okay, that's great if that works for you. But just don't follow every single thing blindly, what they say or what the news says. You know? Things are not always what they seem. And the good news is, this time, as predicted by the ancient yogis, and I'm sure other ancient ones as well, this is the time when the truth is going to come out. It's a time, energetically, when the vibration, believe it or not, of the planet is lifting. And in many senses, there is quite a lot of darkness that are trying to kind of hold on to an old way of life and actually make it even worse. And it is terrifying, but from a yoga point of view, and also from my soul song point of view, for some reason, I and others chose to be born during this time. And for what purpose? Now that's something I can't answer for you. That is something you need to find out for yourself. So beyond the prison of fear and shame and manipulation, can you, for the sovereignty of your soul and also for the progression of the human race, dedicate some time to find your true, authentic path? And if you're complete new to all this, and it might feel a bit kind of extreme, here are some suggestions on how you could possibly do that. So they're quite well-known books, and if you've read them, I always feel it's good to read books again. So to be more present, I picked a very famous book called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Now, it's a spiritual book without a religious aspect, so it should be suitable, or suitable is probably not the right word, it should be appealing to most. And Eckhart Tolle, he openly says that he had a nervous breakdown, and then during the process of that nervous breakdown, he then learned to be completely in the present moment, and then understood that all the worries, all the apprehensions, all the fears could not exist in that present moment and therefore could not harm him. Now, I have had experience of this before in the past, many, many years ago when I was doing a yoga training, and I just remember I was in this lecture and I became completely and utterly in the present moment. And the same thing happened many years later when I was walking along the road, and I just felt this absolute extreme love and support. Now, I don't feel that all the time, but those moments that I glimpsed made me realize that that is within me all the time, no matter how deeply buried. So for starters, I suggest reading The Power of Now, and if you've read it, read it again. And then what about following one's true destiny? Very interesting. I first read this book in the 90s, which I'm about to say to you. It's called The Celestine Prophecy. And when I first read it, I was really into literary fiction and I was a little bit of a snob, and I couldn't really get past the way it was written at the time, because I was used to reading like Booker Prize books, and I just thought, oh, it's a good story, but I don't like the way it's written. I then revisited this book several years later and I've studied it a few times, and I was actually deeply, deeply inspired by this book. It's really about using one's intuition and living completely and utterly in the moment. I really suggest reading. Obviously, it's fiction, but there is, I don't know, it's by James Redfield, The Celestine Prophecy, it's called. It's a really amazing book. So to find your path, I would suggest reading that book. This lady died a few years ago, but she was absolutely inspiring writer of this next book. And it is like, I call the nuts and bolts of self-help and healing. She was one of the pioneers. Her name was Louise L. Hay, and it's called You Can Heal Your Life. But it's so inspiring to hear her life and what she did for you. I'd also like to recommend the following book, which I read in my 20s, and great book by Maya Angelou, called I Know Why the Cage Bird Sings. I remember reading this about 20 years ago, and it completely inspired me because it shows a great sense of courage. It was by Maya Angelou, and she showed great strength of character, and she overcame trauma and racism. And such an amazing writer. Really recommend that. That's again someone showing how they've healed, how they went on a healing process. So just to recap, so I've suggested some reading material, which is The Power of Now, The Celestine Prophecy, and Now I Know Why the Cage Bird Sings, and also You Can Heal Your Life. So this is a collection of inspiring fiction, but with a message of self-help. Next, buy yourself a notebook and have a timer every single morning or evening, but just try and make sure you do it every day. Set a timer for 10 minutes and meditate. You can just do that by sitting with a straight spine, either on the floor or on a hardback chair if you don't have the tone in the body to do that. Listen to your body, do whatever feels right. 10 minutes of meditation, and then set your timer and just 10 minutes of writing in a journal. And you can just start off, what is my path? And just let the words just come straight on to the page. So, what is your path? I celebrate that it may be completely different from my path or the next person's or the next person's. If we were all meant to have the same path, we wouldn't have been born as individuals, yet we're all connected at the same time. Fascinating. If you've got any other books or any other recommendations which you would just like to let other people know about finding their path, then please do. Just one final note, Try something new. Try something new every day. It can be something simple, like walking a slightly different way to the station, or you're going to cook a new recipe, whatever it is. Remember, we expand when we try new things.
So thank you so much, dear listeners, for taking the time to listen and support our show today. And if you want any more information on what we have to offer, check out
shamanichealings.earth for more information.